At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In a world where fluoride is feared, root canals are rituals of ruin, and every molar might just be the minion of malevolence, one documentary dared to drill deeper. Perhaps a little too deep. The 2019 pseudo-scientific spectacle Root Cause set out to expose a grand dental conspiracy, claiming your innocent toothache might be the ticking time bomb behind your heart disease, cancer, and maybe even bad vibes. But as viewers blinked away confusion and skeptics sharpened their floss, one question lingered like a stubborn case of gingivitis. Is this root canal panic actually rooted in anything real, or just a cavity in critical thinking? This case file joined the theorists as they rinse, spit, and prod at the pulp of paranoia of big dentistry.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 358. They didn't discuss the anti-dentites.
I'm Braden.
The dark side of dentistry.
That's Andrew.
All right, well, we got started off with this. How many fucking root canals you boys got?
Yeah, how many? Let's go through it. How many root canals? Zero, boys.
Dude, I have so many.
Dude, that checks
really?
Out.
Yeah.
That checks out. Honestly, this is starting to make a lot of sense.
So maybe you're not just pale. Maybe you have fucking leukemia.
Jaundice.
When's the last time you got fucking blood work done, man?
One of my front teeth is a fake, like an implant now. So it's been fixed.
Yeah.
The other one is a root canal crown that's dead.
What kind of implant is it? Is it ceramic?
Yeah. Or titanium.
Is it titanium?
It's a titanium pin, I think.
You're fucking dead, buddy.
You're fucking dead, bud.
In the arms of the angel.
This was such a timely case file.
Crack, hit with a hockey puck. Crack.
It's all those candy bananas. What are you talking about?
Two molars and both front teeth.
Those panned eggs. That's what it is. Don't talk about sports.
I got a root canal crown on both sides.
Oh, really? You just leave them broken. I got a couple broken teeth. Just deal with it. I just don't chew on that side.
Dad, what about you?
One. I have one.
One? Oh, my God. Dude.
Fuck it. How
could you let those fucking hack jobs do that to you, Dan?
No, I'm pretty sure the whole reason that I got it was because they fucked up in the first place is when I went to boot camp, like right afterwards, they pretty much pull out your wisdom teeth, like right away. They're like, those are gone. And then they did some work on one of my teeth, and it's like, they did something back there. Whereas like they put it too close together. Like they put the teeth like too close. It put something in there and put it too close together and just like shut off like a thing there. So like something got into my tooth and just kind of like, blew it out because it was like they had to take it apart later, and I was like, hey, you guys fucked up in the first place, just made it shitty. But yeah, I had to get that.
it's such a timely case file too, because we're like, oh, let's talk about some dentistry. We saw this doc pop off, and then someone was fucking in the Discord about how, like, literally as we'd all watched the documentary, someone in the Discord was like, oh, I'm kind of feeling a little sick,
and then Andrew hits
like, you got any root canal? She's like, yeah, I do. And I just hit her with the skull and bones. I'm like, you're dead.
the best part too, it's like, I hadn't even talked to him in like a day.
Yeah.
And like within seconds, I see that. I randomly go to my phone and see that she posts that, hit her with root canal, and then right away, Brayden's got this fucking the skull and crossbones. And we're like, that's
it. Dead.
Brayden mentioned a documentary. The documentary is called Root Cause. You can buy it on YouTube or rent it.
Yeah. And the reason I heard about it was because, I don't know, so I think someone sent it to us a while ago, and I had it written down on a piece of paper.
I believe.
Yeah, I had it written down on a piece of paper. And the thing with it was it was wide released on Netflix and Amazon originally. And then within 3 months, the College of Dentists, of Dentites.
What do you mean fucking Big Dentite?
Big Dentite.
Big Dentite, collectively got together and got the documentary pulled from Netflix and Amazon and all wide releases. So now it's only available on YouTube and other streaming platforms. And the Dentites, obviously, they were like, this documentary is no good. It's misinformation. Pull it. It's based on studies we don't trust and 100-year-old science. And it's going to scare people from dentistry, which let me tell you something.
I mean, it's already scary.
And dentistry is already the worst.
It's there is nothing worse than having somebody's hands in your mouth.
Oh,
honestly, the whole time. I don't even give a fuck. Like, I'm usually just getting maybe a cleaning. That's it. And they're in there with a water pick, but the whole time I'm just like, holy fuck, I want to bite this person's hand.
There's nothing worse than dental work. Like when you're in there and they got they put like that rubber dam on your mouth now. So it's like your teeth are splayed open.
And you're like,
and they're just fucking sticking.
You feel like your jaw's going
to
be...
Like 90 different devices in your mouth to whatever they're doing. And they're poking and prodding and sawing and cracking and pulling.
As if dentistry wasn't worse enough, then we find out that they rearrange your fucking midichlorians. Everything's fucked. And that's it. You're fucking dicked.
Dentistry is an interesting thing because I've always had for most of my 20s, didn't go to the dentist.
We could tell. You had those two fucking yellow boys right in the front there, little yellow chiclets.
Yeah. I didn't have benefits, couldn't afford it. I went to a dentist, I'd get cleaning every now and then, but I couldn't, I was like, fuck that. I can't afford these fucking fillings. And the dentist I went to was constantly fucking you need to get Invisalign. Your teeth are going to fall out. And I was just like, and he was always being like, he'd quote me on fixing like my whole mouth.
Do you think if your teeth fell out, you would instantly start talking to your prospector voice permanently?
Oh, dude.
Just like more and more as each tooth like slowly drooled away from your face.
Yeah. Well, now, hi, boys.
Right? Just slow transition.
Now, welcome to Haley. No, I would have a turkey tooth, 100%. Right?
Like just that solid.
No, the turkey tooth, just where you open your mouth and it looks like just one solid fucking white. That's 100% what I'd get. Oh, I'd go and get the turkey tooth done.
Just an enamel grill.
Yeah, 100%. It's not a good look, but it's better than having the fucking one tooth for sure. But this guy would quote me like $5,000, $2,500 aside to fix all my teeth. And so I'm thinking as a 23-year-old, I'm like, I'm crippled, right? Like I can't afford $5,000. So I remember the first time when we went to Thailand, I was with Dan and we found a dentist and I got my whole mouth fixed for like $70 and there wasn't a lot. And like the Thai dentist was like checking. Cause like this guy was like, you got your cavities, dude, your mouth is a cavity.
Yeah.
And then, so I never, I was just like,
tooth.
Yeah. And I was like in my head, I'm going like, fuck man, it's fucking brutal.
This is why my fucking breath is so rancid.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I go to this Thai dentist and he's like, hey, you got like two. And so he fixes them and he fixes like some cracks and stuff. And it was like $70. And I was like, holy fuck. Like what? So then
you probably got a fucking HJ after you're done, buddy.
Oh, it's dude, Thailand. Let's go. 100%. He had one hand in my mouth, one hand. It's going.
Multitasking.
And it's still only $70, man. What a deal.
Yeah. Still only $70. And so when I came back to Canada, like in my head, I'm thinking, oh, well, my teeth are definitely fucked still, right? And now I got this weird tie job, like done.
The tie job.
So when I went to the dentist, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I got a bunch of dental work in Thailand, and I don't know how good it is. They're like, no cavities, and yeah, everything's fine. And so then in my head, I'm like, dude, this motherfucker in Kelowna, like, was quoting me like $5,000 to fix all these fucking cavities and fix all these cracks. And I was like, and there was no issue. So right away, like, my distrust for dentistry is fucking at a, like, hot, dude, 100%. I'll tell you right now, when I go to the dentist, if the dentist tells me I have a cavity, I go and see a new dentist.
Till someone told second opinion. I go get a
second opinion. Well, dude, honestly, my first dentist in Campbell River, I had no cavities. Then one time he's like, you got two cavities. I was like, since when? Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed in my life that would all of a sudden like rot my, I don't drink juice. Like, I just drink that fine wine, but switch dentist.
That might do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Switch dentist. Dentist is like, you know, and obviously I don't tell him. I'm like, well, good two cavities. I go, hey, take a peek. Let's get the x-rays done. Do the thing. No cavities. Right? And I was just like, these motherfuckers.
You're going to some bad dentists, fucking, man.
Yeah. Well, I got a good one now. It tells me what I want to hear.
Yeah, he's just lazy. Your mouth is riddled with cavities. Like, I don't want to fix this.
He looks at you and goes,
too much work.
Do you want to hear if you have cavities or not have cavities? You go, no cavities. He goes, all right, no cavities, man.
All right, now time for my hand job.
Yeah. But yeah, so like going into this documentary, I was like already my fucking hatred for dentistry is already like max.
We gotta be honest here. We are like, you gotta admit, the climate right now, all time distrust for anything.
Oh, major distrust. Oh, yeah. Right. Like, it's
for
crazy.
Any institution, 100%.
Don't believe it.
Well, and this documentary basically
Dan's
says,
the worst of us, though. Dan really doesn't believe it. Doesn't believe anything.
Yeah, Dan, that's why you've never seen Dan's teeth. Right?
Dan doesn't have teeth this whole time. He has zero teeth.
He's not seeing it. He's not seeing it.
He just never smiles.
Dan wanted to get ahead of big dentistry and just removed his own teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Made his own dentures.
He's fucking buddy from, he's Jaws from James Bond. He's got his own metal fucking rack of teeth. Mm-hmm. He's got a grill.
Oh, wait, never mind. He's got teeth. I see him there.
What's the, he's got those horse donkey teeth like that president.
George Washington.
Yeah, George Washington.
That president. That one guy.
So this documentary basically says that like this, it's about this guy who has some, he has chronic fatigue.
I got to interrupt really quick first, right? Because that opening scene, the reason that leads to all this entire thing, we see this guy get punched out while he's on the beach.
Good life.
He's rescued a damaged little in distress. He gets fucking one punched and the moral of the story, you know how to slip a punch or else you're going to have fucking chronic fatigue and cancer and all this other terrible stuff.
Mind your own fucking business on this, on the road. 100%. Right? Don't, you can say something from a distance, but don't get in the...
Yeah.
Run away.
Weren't you some fucking crazy though? So I'm watching this and I see the scene and obviously you have like the guy who made the documentary is one of the guys and then there's a random actor in beside and I'm like, that guy's fucking familiar. And I go through the Rolodex in my brain really quick. When I was in LA with Jess, when she was pregnant with Niall, we went to fucking see Joe Rogan and friends at the Hollywood Improv. And we get sat down to these fucking, next to these Aussie dudes. Jess is pregnant. I tie one absolutely the fuck on, obviously, because I got a free DD. And I'm seeing everybody, like Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody's there having a great time. And I'm sitting next to these Aussie guys. Hit it off with them, beauties, whatever. We're all drunk. We exchange fucking Facebooks. Don't think anything of it, whatever. It's the fucking guy. It's the actor.
Really?
They got punched out. Isn't that hilarious?
Really? Small world.
Dude, it's crazy. So, yeah.
Did you reach out to him and be like, hey.
I was going to message him and see if we could get him on, but I was like, it's too last minute because I watched the doc like yesterday. But I'm like, it's fucking crazy.
Small but world.
Yeah, it's so fucking nuts.
What was his name? I forgot his name. What was it here?
The filmmaker? I think Alex.
Ben Purser playing himself.
So close. So close.
Yeah, that's, yeah, not good. But yeah, so he's like, after this punch, he suffers. And you know what? Honestly, like in my head, I was just like, what? Fuck Conky, dude. Conkies last forever.
Dude, a head injury sounds way more fucking significant than a broken tooth, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, right? And it's like, because he describes like chronic fatigue, headaches. And I'm like, brother,
impotence.
Yeah. Dude, he's like, yeah, I couldn't get it up.
That's my favorite.
Goddamn Ruth Canal.
Sitting there in the bathroom trying to get her fucking up. Fucking Ruth Canal. Shit.
Yeah. Like, dude, he had like just a slew of symptoms that he just could not figure out. Impotence is on. And I love how he hammered it up. He's like, I wheeled home a chick way above my league. She was a perfect 10. And then I couldn't perform.
It was obviously because of a root canal.
But he couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And I mean, you hear this story with, I mean, tons of people with chronic illnesses and you know, and you talk to people who have had Lyme disease and you get this like weird, they go through this almost of trial and error with everything, trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with them.
And that's like one thing I'd want to stress too. It's like this guy seemed like he was extremely proactive, right? Like he seemed like he was somewhat of a healthy living, you know, type person, wanting to surf outdoors, all type of shit. You're like, you're fucking textbook Aussie kind of fucking, you know, dude. And he basically went through everything trying to fix this. Like he knew right away, okay, something's fucking wrong. Something's off. This isn't me. And went from like, you know, normal fucking medical care to like the woo woo shit.
He went through the full spectrum of woo.
Fucking Reiki exhausted. They're doing the fucking, the little, the
dousing rods.
Dousing rods on top of them. Where's the problem? Yeah. Like this guy tried everything. And it wasn't until he ran into some doctor.
It was until he went down the wrong rabbit hole on YouTube, probably.
Yeah. Well, 100%. And he met with a doctor who was like, well, have you had a root canal? I'm just curious. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you should get that checked. And just like that off comment to him. And he like didn't believe it. He's like, fuck that bullshit, right? And so he starts doing all this reading and starts going down this rabbit hole about root canals. And he goes and gets his root canal tested. And it turns out his root canal is infected. Like he has an infection where the root canal was. The tooth is infected. Which this aspect of it was kind of fascinating to me. Was I'm like, you always think about it like chiropractors, like there's the College of Chiropractors, just like fucking dude, witch doctors, right? They just protect their fucking
trade. Another word for scam artists, but yeah.
Snake oil salesman. Like, you know what I mean? There's no fucking, this is just people that have passed this down. Like, sorry if you're a chiropractor, that's the truth.
I mean, no, like, there are implications of like, you know, like manipulations and stuff like that do help in like physio settings, but like paying $250 bucks for a guy to fucking crack you for a total of four minutes in your
that kind of like chiropractic is more like physiotherapy, the stuff that actually works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To like realign actually
manipulating
like
your body. But when the worst ones, when they get that little like gun, the little, they put it on your spine, they're like, that'll be $90, please. Excuse me?
Dude.
What did you do?
You know what's fucked up though? I don't know what you like. I'll watch all the. I'll get stuck on a loop of those fucking videos because I just love the sound.
Oh, the
I love
cracks?
The fucking sound. I don't.
I love the parody ones where guys will have like a fucking skeleton. They're like, all right, breathe. Yeah.
And they're like stepping on plastic while they do it. So yeah. It's
I'll tell you a quick segue on chiropractors. That'll make you never go to one.
Fuck, boys, we've been on segues lately. I love it.
Fuck, I love it.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about topics. My band. Segues.
These are tangents. They're not segues. Segues.
Whatever the fuck it
topic.
Is.
Whatever the tangent.
These are tangents is what they're called.
Tangeways.
Yeah, don't ruin our segues.
Yeah, tange, baby, tange.
I don't like the connotation to tangent. We'll just call it segue. Segues has a smoother feel.
Segue. Yeah. Singer in my band, Cass, his mom, went to a chiropractor, cracked her neck, went blind.
Oh, dude, you rupture your vertebral artery. Like, people die from that shit.
Snapped her neck. She went blind instantly. Mm-hmm. No reversal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So if you're going to go to chiropractor, stay away from the neck. There's way too much going on through there to have someone fucking ripping around.
Well, it's crazy, man. You think about it. It's always the same dude in the little sweater. It looks like Buddy from the dipshit from Two and a Half Men, right? And his little Alan, his little sweater gets there, hops up on you, cracks your shit, and you're out. It's crazy.
Back to it. So he gets he goes through all these different treatments trying to fix himself. Nothing is working. He's got chronic disease. Finally,
well, nothing diagnosed though, right? Like he just feels not himself. He's symptomatic.
And like he's struggling because like people are like, you're full of it, you're a hypochondriac, like get over it. And he's like, something's wrong.
Yeah, man. It's like a lot of people who suffer from like fibromyalgia, that type of shit, right? You get or like you said, with Lyme disease, like that stuff goes forever before it gets fucking diagnosed, right? Like it's hard to treat or it's hard to test for, sorry.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's complaining of these weird litany of fucking, you know, symptoms that don't really add up or make sense. So,
so he like goes and gets this tooth. And this was the segue I was going to talk about. Like root canals, I didn't know like the history of root canals. It was like for the rich. And so like they grind out the tooth, obviously that has the issue. They fucking dig out the root and then they fill that up. And like back in the day, that was something that like only the rich could afford. So it was like a symbol, a status symbol to keep your teeth. Right. Totally. And so that's where that practice come from. It's to keep your tooth at all costs. And that's because, you know, if you have a full mouth of teeth, it was a status symbol of like, hey, cool. Like you can
get all his teeth. He's not poor.
He's not poor, right? Or not pulling teeth. Yeah. But it does, you know, it did bring the interesting question to me of they brought up in the documentary of like, it's the only place on your body where if something's decaying, you will leave it in. Like if you get gangrene on your thumb or something, you got to lop that motherfucker off. You can't, you know, cut around it and leave it.
Yeah. I mean, I think their big beef with it is the fact that like it's technically a tooth is like an ectodermal organ, essentially, right? Like hair and shit like that.
Yeah.
And so you're leaving this dying tissue in your mouth, right? And then like Braden said, they'll haul it out and put it that good percha shit, you know, and it's like the gum like substance, but like it's so hard to completely sterilize that tooth, right?
And that's the other thing I didn't know is that like the tubules, dental tubules, you have fucking miles of dental tubules.
They're not dental tubules, they're microtubules. That's what it's called. No, they're just microtubules. Yeah. We have them everywhere. That's not just in your mouth.
Like the ones in your mouth are called dental tubules.
And they're called microtubules, right? Because the problem
is they're big enough for one bacteria to fit through.
Well, bacteria can fit through there, but like microphages and shit like that, like good, you know, blood cells that are going to clean out bacteria and fight bacteria can't fit in there.
Yeah. So I went on a little, I went on a tangent of figuring out.
Did you go on a tangent or segue? I think you went on a segue.
I think it might be a tangent because I was like, what the fuck are even teeth?
Yeah.
No. I was like, enamel. I know you got this fucking tooth in there. So yeah, you have enamel, which I guess I didn't actually know this is the hardest thing in the human body.
Yes.
What? So there you go. Then you have the
dentin.
Unless
you're talking about megalithic structures.
And then depends what we're talking about. Then the dentin lies under the enamel. Then the cementrum covers the root of the tooth.
That was amazing.
Cementrum?
Yeah. Enamel?
Enamel. Enamel.
So what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I know. It's not like you to fuck.
Enamel.
Yeah. You got it. There you go.
First way is better. And then so you have the cementum covers the root of the tooth and it anchors the tooth to the jaw via, we'll talk about it a little bit more later, the periodontal ligament. And then the pulp is what's the innermost layer of the tooth. It contains all the nerves, the blood vessels, all the tissue, all the shit that's going to get infected. And that's what they drill into, hollow all that shit out, and then pack like the fake shit in, kill the root, trying to sever the tooth from the body. So if there is an infection, it supposedly does not get into your body. That's what they say. But then some of these dentists, the anti-dentists, what do you call these guys? Because they're still dentists, but in the documentary,
they're holistic. They're in holistic dentistry.
Okay. Yeah. So they don't believe in root canals because of this potential for.
They don't necessarily say that
if you don't get it all out, potential. Because I'm sure.
They think that it's problematic. They essentially say it's like problematic because not everybody's going to react the same way to a root canal is what they say. They called it bio-individuality or some shit like that.
Continue.
Go ahead.
I was just saying there's like people who
just wanted
smoke.
To interrupt me, so why don't you finish? Don't give a shit. I don't care.
not first of many. Get ready.
Yeah.
I got a whole list of interruption points here. Actually, I asked ChatGPT.
Whole list of segues.
What's the best way to interrupt people on a podcast? Now, what was I talking about? I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, buddy. I should have just let you go.
You're about to segue back over to Andrew.
What were you talking about?
It's funny. One of the things you like, because you said like not the you were talking about the biodiversity in different people.
Oh, bioindividuality.
There was one dentist that was like, "Do you care about your health? Then get them all out of your fucking mouth." He's like, that's it. Like, he was basically like, there is, like, you cannot. His study that he said is that every single root canal that they pulled
got abscessed.
Was infected.
Yeah, they all abscessed.
Every single one, 100% of them had abscesses or that shit. Every single one in his study was checked. And he's like, you get them out of your mouth.
His fucking quadruple blind study of four people that are all on his payroll.
No, I was going to say the biodiversity stuff is like someone who can smoke for 70 years and be fine, and then somebody who smokes for 2 years and they get fucking heart disease.
Or somebody who just doesn't smoke and still gets fucking lung cancer.
Yeah, there's no guarantees.
Yeah. Which is pretty, like, that's such a good blanket way of covering your ass in this situation.
It's
how any of this shit works, right?
They quoted some wild statistics in this fucking documentary that were just...
Every person, every girl with breast cancer.
97% was the...
If you have breast cancer in your left breast, you will have a root canal in the left side of your mouth.
Now, 97% of breast cancer patients had a root canal on the same side as their cancer is what they claimed in that. 97%.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy.
In that logic, it means that your body is split in half and the blood... will transport the bacteria or cancer cells only to one half of your body.
Blood is definitely not systemic. Like, that doesn't make sense, obviously.
No, the fuck bacteria is traveling the lightning.
They say they had root canal on side of their mouth. It's like, well, they could have a root canal on the other side of the mouth too, but it just says they just said they had root canal work on the side of the mouth where they had breast cancer. There is no study that's done that.
I tried to find that study,
and it's like,
The bacteria is riding the lightning on the meridians.
That's what I'm saying. It's metachlorians, the energy pathways that connect your organs to your systems. And
what is the other one? They said like, and then they had another statistic where they were like, people on a study of between 35 and 70 all have like work and like dental work that's been abscessed or something like that. I was like, that's huge. That's a huge range.
The other problem for me,
you're gonna find people who have had like dental work done. Like, what?
Yeah, filling.
Like, yeah. Well, when you explain what happens with the root canal and stuff, I go, yeah, okay, that is weird. Like, how do they ensure that there isn't infected dead tissue? Like, it brings questions for me. I've been like, is there no effects from this? But like, when you start linking this to like, you know, so many people have root canals. It's a very popular fucking option.
They're doing millions a day. Millions.
Right? That you're like, I think he said 23 million a year. I think he said in the documentary. It's like, so you can link any kind of cause to a root canal. What? Like, if it's like,
what about Dr. Weston Price's fucking experiment where he took root canal treated teeth and implanted them in rabbits?
Dude, I was like, what is this, the island of Doc? Isn't this the fucking island of Dr. Monroe or whatever? Monroe. I was like, this was okay. I was like, they were just fine with this guy fucking putting dead teeth in the backs of rabbits.
That would have nothing to do, right? That would have nothing to do with the actual operation of doing that. That wouldn't have anything to do with infection. It'd be the tooth.
Yeah, no shit. Just implanted fucking gnarly human teeth in a fucking rabbit. God.
Well, and then I love that. I love because they said what happened in the study is, I guess he did this with, I don't remember, 30 rabbits, and they all developed the same, illness. And he took the same tooth out of each rabbit and put it. And I was like, yeah, but wouldn't that ruin your study? Because if you're taking the fucking tooth that you've put in a rabbit and you're taking that tooth out and then putting that tooth in another rabbit, I was like, isn't, like, you've now had it in the other rabbit, you know, is there, when you say, this one caught it now.
There was no chance of like introduced bacteria from any other cause during all that. the shit they used to do, you know, like when the... Tangent, segue coming up.
Segue.
Like when there was the AC/DC like electric battle between when they used to like electrocute elephants with AC power. Like, look how dangerous it is. You can, if you put this huge amp circuit against this, it'll melt them. Like, yeah. Yes, it will. You could do that with any power if you had enough power.
And the way they quote the study, they're like, yeah, he put those teeth in rabbit and they started showing the same symptoms as the people who had the abscess tooth. I'm like, yeah, because they had the infection. Like, the fuck? Like,
yeah, wow, they're all mammals, septic.
They're all mammals that respond in the same way to infection, very much a similar way.
That guy should have went further. He should have went further with the study. He's like, see it happen in rabbits now. I'll prove it in humans. And
he's like, oh, I puts it back in his mouth.
Yeah, prove it, buddy. Pull your own tooth out and implant that and see what happens.
I'm just too busy picturing rabbits with human teeth.
Yeah, it is a terrifying
one. Fucking weird.
That's an AI picture right there. Make that.
Well, no, he was putting them in their back.
It's so horrible because you think about it, like the poor rabbit's like bleeding gum and you just jamming it in there. Like, how are you making it stick? What are you doing? Like, what the fuck are we doing here? You know what
he was cutting their backs open and putting the teeth under the skin.
I'm literally picturing them fucking... Because
rabbits have big.
You can't
teeth
tell me you
with.
Don't picture that as soon as you hear that's just a rabbit with a giant human smile.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Well, rabbits have big teeth already, so it made sense in my mind. Like, well, maybe that fits.
He's
like, I'm going to use rabbits because you can fit enough human teeth in their mouth because they're big teeth.
Yeah, I love it.
The other interesting thing I found was the fucking witch doctor, the really crazy lady who was like. The meridians, each tooth is fucking aligned with a meridian to different parts of your body.
We're talking ancient Chinese medicine, right? Like this shit's been around a long time.
And she was like putting electricity through people and like touching the spots that corresponded with different teeth and showing that there's an electrical pathway, except on people with root canals, she would show on her fucking machine. She's like, blockage. And I was like, I have to take her word for it because I didn't know how any of her fucking equipment worked.
That's naturopaths use that fucking machine. It's super hokey. Shitty because there's a lot of naturopaths that are legit. But like this, they literally, you like hold on to these two little fucking metal rods.
Yeah.
And it connects to this machine. And then the machine, they'll put like these little jars with like different food in them and stuff to see what you're allergic to or how you react to stuff and how it like interrupts your electrical signals and all that. And you're just like, oh, God.
Yeah, there's a lot of hokey stuff. But like a lot of the ancient Chinese medicine, a lot of that is just like pharmaceuticals, but natural. Like this plant grinded up, it's like aspirin, or this plant does this or whatever. That stuff's all good. But it's the weird stuff where like opium. You're making connections out of nothing. You're like... Huh?
Her whole thing where it's like, it's hard for me to take people seriously when they talk, she talks in the first person about stuff that she's done. And she doesn't say like, we have done this. Like she has a team of like doctors or been like, who've all tested this or peers who she's worked with and been like, we found that blah, blah. No, she says I've found. Then to me, that just like a bullshit detector's kind of like, like flies off.
Her midichlorians are fucking not.
I'm like, okay. Like there's stuff to be said about the placebo effect, which is definitely like a thing. It does happen.
Yeah.
And like, and there's stuff for visualization and you know, positive qualities and those kinds of things. And I think that to some extent,
I mean,
but the stuff she's talking about is like trying to quantify something that doesn't may or may not exist. And just being like, yeah, I did this. And this happened and you're like, okay, well, did you test for like other things as to why that worked or you just did it and you said, well, this works.
Well,
okay.
Brings up an interesting point for me too, because there was actual people, in the documentary that talk about their chronic illnesses and, you know, same kind of story as the filmmakers who went and then got, you know, their root canal tested, got their root canal pulled, like the tooth completely pulled and cleaned out, and then their symptoms cleared up of their other ailments. So it did cross my mind. I was like, is the placebo effect that strong that just the physically going in and getting the tooth removed clear up those symptoms? And they like, you know, they were just kind of manifesting those symptoms.
Yeah, but they've
themselves.
Done so many other treatments, I'd imagine, right? Especially like the filmmaker, like the first fucking thing where he could have latched on then and been like, oh, it's great. Placebo works. Like,
yeah, exactly. So then, like, to me, I'm like, is there some sort of link that, you know, perhaps that is, you know, for some people, you know, the cause of some of these issues?
Well, I agree. And I'm going to say, because there's so many of these done all the time, no one's perfect. I wouldn't be surprised if just some are just not done perfectly and they do
100%
and they do absolutely. Some of the stuff does happen, but it's not like every root canal leaves dead tissue and that dead tissue is infecting your blood and your meridians. And then that's affecting the plaque in your blood and that's affecting your heart and that's affecting
because
your sleep.
Of bio available or bio individuality.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense. Like, we got a lot of pilots.
Could you imagine?
Some planes like, still crash.
We've instantly, like this documentary, we've instantly like, holy fucking shit. They just opened the door wide open. You got ambulances showing up. This guy's having a fucking jammer. Open up his mouth. Well, let's start pulling, boys.
Pull the heart tooth. Pull the heart tooth.
Right? Like,
got the manual. Just, which one's the heart tooth?
Everyone's wearing fucking medical bracelets, root canal, incisor on your wrist.
Oh, fuck. I can't get hard again. Better go to the bathroom and yank this fucking thing out. Like, you know, like it's so fucking bogus.
Well, there is a aspect of it that seems so hokey pokey that you're like, there's no fucking way. But like when I watch this documentary and I see like, honestly, if they left the fucking electricity lady out of it, I probably would have been more sold.
I mean, those other guys, they were a little bit more eloquent, but they're on the same
page. They're
that
still
one
dissembling.
Guy talking like, about cardiology. He's like, the fact I can't stand cardiologists not bringing up the fuck. And it's like, oh my God.
My tooth. Yeah. Like, cardiologists, they call themselves cardiologists. They don't even talk about the root canal.
Didn't they say something? It's like the number one cause, the American Heart Association said the number one cause. I tried to look up that statistic. And I was like, absolutely no statistic.
They claim, the guy one claims that the number one
they even
cause
did,
of
they
heart.
Did a study. They did a study. Heart after the documentary came out, they did a study trying to
heart attacks. Was it heart attacks?
No, it was like cardiac conditions and then like endodontic or whatever. And they try to they went through that stuff and like tests for that. No link, zero. They're like, there's not enough evidence to support that kind of link that specifically like that guy mentioned. I was like, holy shit. I was like, okay, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's
some of the stuff. There's stuff to say about it that it's like, yes, you know, mouth health is important. And the stuff
I went down that tangent too, Dan.
Well, your mouth is considered part of your stomach, right? Like it's important. Everything that you ingest, everything that you leave in your mouth, if it's not clean, you know, if it's not clean and maintained, there's going to be problems.
But I'm saying, and then like the whole thing about them saying like, oh, you're leaving a dead thing in your mouth. But I'm also like, yeah, but if you don't, then your bite becomes uneven. And then you end up like biting stuff and then it fucks up the other side of your tooth. Like, I mean, there's studies that have been shown that like that before.
Making that argument would be like, though, for me, it's like if I get frostbite on my hand, I'm like, yeah, but if I amputate the fingers, it's going to fuck up my grip. And you're like, well,
having a black finger, but having a prosthetic there. I'm not saying like, yeah, you can cut the fingers off and replace them with a prosthetic, like, and you could still have a grip. But
should we
like,
be doing that with teeth too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is because we do. I mean, it's like people getting their legs cut off, and you're like, well, we can give you prosthetics to walk, like, you know, or something like that, you know, or giving a person a glass eye, like it, kind of a prosthesis.
Dude, I will say like, that my fake front tooth is 10 times stronger than my other tooth. I got this fake tooth in. I then went and played hockey again, got a puck right in the face, chipped the other crown. The tooth that was fake, no change. Perfectly fine.
Your fucking face is just a magnet for the puck.
I haven't played hockey now in 5 years. Next time I play, I'm going back to bubble. Bubble. That's so stupid. And why? Well, where's no point?
And your teeth are getting chipped too because you've worn out all the enamel, eating all those fucking panned eggs. That they're just your teeth. I bet your teeth. I bet you can fucking I bet you if you clench your teeth hard enough, your teeth compress in. they're so soft. It's like gold. It's like gold.
They just compress. Pliable. Very malleable, like sponges, like marshmallow teeth. Just
the
like
only the only thing holding your bite together is your fake teeth touching each other. That's what it is.
So, you know, that's a pro for dentistry. Fake teeth. No, Dan was talking about health of the mouth to like body. And you always hear that, like, oh, your mouth health is gut health and all the plaque and stuff. But I guess like gingivitis leads to like what, periodontitis? So severe gum disease. And they can trigger like plaque, and that plaque actually can get in your bloodstream and can
give you a jammer, man.
Can contribute to heart disease and diabetes because it makes harder to like it's harder to like regulate your blood sugar. And it's prevalent with arthritis as well. So you've
But it's common sense too when you think about the fact that you're like the more shitty stuff that's gonna have negative effects in your mouth, it's gonna have fucking systemic negative effects.
Yeah.
Right, you're hammering fucking panda eggs and chocolate bars and red wine like Braden.
It's also so,
you're gonna fucking other things are gonna start going wrong.
Shut up. I'm defending the honor of the panda eggs. You can eat panda eggs.
Will be put in,
you can eat chocolate and you can eat candy if you exercise.
In moderation.
All right? If you exercise. It doesn't matter what you eat. Right? Calories in, calories out. That's why I learned.
No. It's lies.
It's worse. 4,000 calories of candy a week. No. I'm doing 4,100 calorie burn exercise.
So you're in deficit. You're losing.
I'm losing.
You definitely go without saying that you shouldn't take medical advice from us.
Dude, and it's honestly, I've lost all like trust in documentaries even too. Oh, ever since I found out that the fucking Supersize Me, the guy was like an insane alcohol, like he died of alcoholism. Yeah. He was such an alcoholic the whole time that he was eating the McDonald's. It had nothing to do with the McDonald's, why he was fucking sick.
I usually
he was fucking boozing. Well, so insane.
No, he'd be sick if he was coming off the booze though. Yeah. Unless he was like giving himself cirrhosis.
Dude, he died of cirrhosis.
Yeah. Oh, did he? Jeez.
As a personal thing, I usually avoid a lot of documentaries, not just because of the general nature of what most of them become. Unless it's a history documentary, like specifically very dry, maybe a Ken Burns thing.
Yeah.
Like, or it's a nature documentary, which is fun. But any of the other ones, like these ones, it's always kind of like
the more conspiracy, the better.
I'd rather just read it. Down. Like, I'd rather just like give me the articles and the statistics that you quoted in your thing, and then I'll go read it. But like having them kind of put the information out there and usually trying to put on some type of spin, I'm just like, because I mean, it's like
then you're poo-pooing what we do. Literally what we do.
I'm just like,
Well, it paints a bias. Like, and you definitely see a bias in this. But I mean, when they're talking to the filmmaker, like, even at the end of the film, he's like, I can get hard again. And I just wanted to share my experience that, like, if you're having issues,
just to make things clear. Yeah. I get erections.
I get massive heart erections.
I bang chicks. Okay, I know it was in there,
I pull way above my.
I'm missing teeth, but I still fuck. Yeah,
that could have been left out of the documentary. The guy was 100%. A normal looking guy. All right, he wasn't like an ugly guy. I was like, I'm not saying. I'm like, yeah, man, you're probably doing all right. Like, it's fine. You don't have to flex that.
No, I get that at the end. No, I totally get that at the end. That guy was pushing rope. He showed us all these pushing rope because of his root canals. He's got to come back strong.
Now, what was the timeline of from getting his tooth broken and being
like 5 years? I think because he was
he went to Thailand. He went to Thailand and had a panic attack in the middle of the jungle.
That's
when
it started, right?
Yeah, kind of like okay.
Yeah, that happened to me and Zell too, but it had nothing to do with our root canals.
It may or may not have something to do with some type of
the opium that we may or may not smoked.
May or may
whatever it was.
Confirm nor deny what drug it was.
Yeah, I have no idea, but whatever it was,
just wonder if that guy
may or may not have been from a guy called Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
It's a long glass pipe.
I doubt his PhD. He didn't show me his PhD, but he just said it was
a real doctorate.
This kind of plays along with the placebo effect kind of stuff that we were discussing earlier. And like, this is not to shit on anybody whatsoever, right? Because he definitely makes it very clear. Like, there was no event that stimulated this anxiety response, right? Like, there was no deciding factor that sent him into an anxiety attack. So it's like, makes me wonder if maybe there's like a mental health component with this dude where I believe like maybe if he truly did buy into one of these treatments more than the other, he, you know, being mentally ill, he could convince himself that he was fine after that because he had manifested these issues.
Or the other thing is, so he had this root canal. Maybe he did get a little sick from it and maybe his body just eventually fought it off. That's also could have happened. It's possible. Like maybe it wasn't a great root canal.
After how many years though?
I think
one guy said you could have if you have a bad root canal, he's like, it could be 50 years.
Yeah, your whole life.
You could be a whole life. You could be slow and tired and feel like shit because of this root canal.
So, let's just say, because so they say
root canal or have kids. It's not the exact same symptoms, man.
Like, exactly, like 50. So anything in that huge gap, you could be like anything. Yeah. 20 years. He said, oh, it's like it was 5 years.
Could be 100 years.
It wouldn't been anything. Were you were in Thailand? Like, what were you doing in Thailand? Like, what were you eating? Would you not have like? It could have been. Oh, that's my God.
No, man, you just got gonorrhea from time.
But the thing is, so like with that though, like let's just say on his. Like for him, he is the 5 years and he goes and he gets this root canal tooth pulled. Like maybe he did have like genuinely a bad root canal done.
Yeah.
Because they also said that they cut the blood flow to the area. So it's like if there is a site of infection, that your body has no natural way of to get like white blood cells to the area fight off this infection.
When even though like the tubules are too small for the white blood cells to really get in there and fight.
So it just seeps into the jawbone. Here's like my question. Like,
if you have that gnarly of an abscess and you've had it for that long, you would go septic.
Well, that's
like, that's what I don't understand. Like you would go septic and you would fucking die, or you'd go into the hospital with sepsis symptoms and get treated for it.
That's
what, and then we'd have to be like, where is this coming from? Let's give them a broad spectrum antibiotic to fight this. Like,
well, and the debunking of it, when you're like, a root canal is really causing all these diseases. They go, no, because when the canal is done and is drilled and sealed, the if there is infection, it doesn't spread. It's only if it's done poorly, and if it's done poorly, then there's enough avenue for any type of antibiotic or anything to get into that tooth to fix it.
So you have just this localized infection
that they say there is actually just no infection, because they say that this is not a real thing. That's what you come to.
Oh, that's the debunking. Sorry.
Sorry.
I thought you were talking about the fucking.
No, like the debunking is like, you have this root canal, and if it was done properly, there is no spread of infection because it's done properly and it doesn't spread can't spread because there's no blood flow. And even if there's like this 1 micron thick tubular, whatever.
Tubule.
That actually doesn't transfer anything. Nothing gets in. It's nothing. So there is no. There's no, and if it was done poorly, then there is an avenue, then antibiotics can help. Then you go in again and fix it either by removing the whole tooth now because it was all fucked up, or fixing the canal.
Wait, and which they do, like they do those cone scans now most of the time. Like they don't do the regular x-rays anymore. Like
Full 360 thing?
Yeah, they do the full cone scan, which is what 100%. They were, like which they're advocating for. And like that's something I'd like to, like, This documentary, they do have a lot of hocus pocus stuff with electricity, but for the most part, like I did find that they were kind of advocating for like a more holistic and like proactive approach to health and dentistry, which I think is fucking great.
That should be number one.
Amazing. I think that's great, especially in situations like fucking root canals. But when you want to start spreading shit about cancer treatments and stuff like that and getting into people's ears with fucking magical herbs and smudging and fucking midichlorians and it's going to fix your fucking cancer, you can fucking fuck off.
Well, I don't think I don't think he said it was going to fix your cancer. I think my understanding of the claim was
that I'm saying that's the problem with these type situations, right? Of promoting this, like it's okay to be proactive and holistic and stuff like that, but you need to be realistic because you do. It's like somebody like my mom who genuinely believed that fucking cutting open her, I'm not lying to you, she cut open her leg, her ankle, and stuck a chickpea in her leg and taped it in there and would keep that in and change it once a month because she believed that the chickpea was going to leach the cancer from her bloodstream.
Because she heard it somewhere
because of this type of shit. It's the truth. It's because of this kind of stuff, right? Like she opted to do that instead of get chemo and radiation because you can't blame her. That stuff is going to kill her too. But still, like that's where I have a beef. Like I have no problem with people making more conscious choices and being healthier and stuff like that. I see a naturopath more than I see my fucking doctor, right? I bind it. But when it's you use this and this only, and that's where it gets scary, especially when people make claims like pull all your fucking root canals, this is the reason for all your problems. Like, that's where I have my beef.
A lot of the conclusions that these doctors say, it's all anecdotal stuff. They're like, well, one time I had this patient come in and this one thing happened, and then I pulled the tooth out and everything went back to normal. And they're like, okay, well, that was one person. Like, you're going to make a conclusion based on that.
Yeah,
that
one could have been for that one person was the right thing.
You know, or like, it could have been something else in their health history. It could have been a whole bunch of other things, but they're just like, no, just we did this one thing and that's it. And then, okay, like, so maybe try it a couple other times with some other people.
And I want to add that, like, again, this is the the thing with that is, like, if you're listening to this and you have some sort of chronic illness and you're like, fuck, I got a root canal and I've tried everything, and you're thinking, I just got to go get these teeth pulled. You can go and get some tests done. You can go get an x-ray done to see if there is first a site check. Of a cone, yeah. Cone x-ray. You can get them to test it. Don't just go first resort pulling tooth. Like, get it checked. But, like,
hey Braden, you go to the dentist tomorrow. Cavities out of control. Teeth are fucked. You've been roots gluttonous. Infected. We all know it's time for a few of these things to go. The only way to do it, because Mr. Conspiracy gave you a little shot in the chops, root canal. You getting one?
Tomorrow? Like, am I getting a root canal?
Are you getting?
If you had to,
you're on the clock. Ooh. You had to tomorrow.
It's like, this thing's infected.
I might ask.
It's going to spread.
I'm gonna ask. Like, well, how do you make sure there's no infection?
And like, this guy's gonna look at you and be like, no fucking problem, buddy. The bingo, bango, bongo. We're gonna get in there. We're gonna fucking just get the root down there. We're gonna kill it. We're gonna put that Perchema fucking shit in there, and everything's good. I do 20,000 of these a fucking year.
Listen, I'm already fat. I can't have missing teeth, so I'm obviously doing it. But I'm obviously gonna be on the lookout for fucking new symptoms.
You already have one sign of wealth. You're obese. You need another one? Like, come on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, I have no real money, right? So I just have to look.
Dan, don't give me those eyes. Back in the day, they used to consider fat people fucking wealthy.
But everybody can get fat now. And yeah, actually, that's probably one of the reasons why
getting fat is easier now.
Because everybody's got shape. Because most of the people are eating high sugar diets.
The fuck? You got 10 seconds left on the clock. Root canal or not?
Root canal or
death?
I'm
getting the root canal.
You're getting it?
100%. I'm getting the root canal.
I'm not.
100%.
I'm not.
No.
Good,
nice choice.
I'm not getting the root canal.
Root canal or death, Braden. That's what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
What I got to say that I am in the back of my head. It makes sense of like,
yeah, I'm not doing
it. If this was rot enough that you have to drill it out, why are you leaving it in? Like that. Like, that's a question in my head of like, are we sure that there's no more like decay in there? Are we sure that there's no infection?
Well, that's routine. Not how it works though, Braden. Usually it's your tooth is broken. It's not rotting or decaying yet. And they do this preemptively to prevent that because you have a crack.
They just do these preemptively?
Well,
why?
If you crack your tooth under the gum like that and it's in the like too close to the root and they can't save the tooth, that's what they do.
I thought that only happened to dogs. That happens to people?
That's what when I broke my molar specifically, he said, it's broken under the gum.
Are you chewing on bones, dude? What are you doing?
With a hockey puck in the mouth.
What are you doing?
Stop trying to
bite
it.
What are you fucking gnawing on?
Fuck.
Trying to catch a hockey puck in his mouth.
Chewing dog toys,
dude? If your tooth was so infected already when you went there, they would pull it. They wouldn't leave it in. If you went there with an abscessed tooth and it was swollen and gross, they're probably going to pull it because you've left it linger for too long now.
Well, the other problem is, too, is if you're looking at this documentary and you're like, oh, thank God I don't have any fucking root canals. They also say if you had wisdom teeth removed, you're just as fucked.
Yeah, cavitations.
Cavitations, baby. If
the even worse though, because there's four roots of the root of the like the molar and the.
Do you know any like? I know so many people that were told like, "Oh yeah, we got to get those fucking things out." Never did, no problems.
I got one out.
I got all four.
I have three. Four. I have three of these wisdom teeth. One didn't grow, so I'm evolving. Two are frozen, so they left them, and I got one removed.
Yeah, I got one side that grew in. The other one, they never ended up growing in. They told me, they're like, we got to rip both sides out. I never did.
Like,
no problems.
That.
No.
I got all four out. Weird. No problems.
Yeah, I got all four of mine out, too.
Most people get them out.
But yeah, like, but here's the thing. Like, yeah.
That's, I saw everybody everybody who goes in the military, they get them out.
Just because
really?
They want,
hey, they, like, we'll put you on the shelf for you to
pretty
heal
much, like,
for
when you're in boot, when you go through boot camp, they're like, do you ever wear some teeth? We're getting those out. Like, we're... just
they don't want it them makes to grow you more in later it
must,
or something.
It must make you more subservient. Yeah. Right? Right? There's something in the wisdom teeth, right? The wisdom, that's what the wisdom is, baby.
Guess
it's
what?
Right in the fucking name.
One of those four roots of the wisdom tooth, one's connected to the brain, makes you smarter. That's what I've learned from this documentary, I think.
Well, I don't know. Because Dan doesn't
the brain,
have
the heart,
sense.
The body, and the spirit are the four roots of the molar. And if you leave it in, you're better off. That's what I heard.
I don't know. That lady was I mean, crazy. I could use a break, so maybe.
The lady is wild.
It did freak me out enough that I would be...
I'm not doing
like,
it.
If they right. told me I had to get a root canal, I'd be like, what else can we do?
Because
honestly, I'll say this. I forgot to add this. I was told by that dentist that one of my back molars was cracked and I would have to get a root canal. And when I went and saw the Thai dentist, he drilled that tooth out and just filled that sucker up. And I always thought, I was like, there's no way that was a good job.
Are you sure he didn't do a root canal?
I'm pretty sure you got a fucking root canal, pal.
No.
They don't drill out a cavity like that. They clean it out a little bit and then they
fill it. Dude, you got a fucking root canal.
Dude, it's huge. No, I didn't get a root canal.
You got a fucking root canal, pal.
I've seen the x-rays.
Buddy,
I didn't get a root canal. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
Were they in there like drilling for a long time? Like,
yeah, and he just said big cavity.
He root canaled
big cavity.
Dude, you got a root canal.
You're in Thailand. So
I went and got the check. Dude, I've seen the x-ray. Sure. It's just a big old, I was like, it's more filling than tooth. But that tooth, they told me I'd have to get a root canal. Now it's just a full on fucking filling.
Yeah, you
it's
got
just
one.
A filling tooth.
Hey, well,
yeah.
Maybe that tooth did need a root canal. They filled it and that infection is now spreading through your body.
Oh my God.
And that's why I'm so fat and tired.
And that's why you're fat and tired.
100% of people also, who get root canals die in 80 to 70 years.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a real stat.
That's a good stat. That makes sense.
That's 100% true stat.
That's a good
stat.
And
if that doesn't scare you, you need to wake up about the fucking dentites and what they're doing to people.
Okay, boys, we got to take a quick beer break here because I have to bring this baby monitor inside. I forgot. And I want to talk about it's not conspiracy, blah, 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 about it's your health, it's an infection. It's like, it's for money. That's why they're doing it. It's just for money.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Everything's for money.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
What's going on? It's Braden here. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life challenges, from sleepless nights and to stress-filled days. And let me tell you, I know all about that with brand new twins. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. And they have gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, you know, what Andrew needs, a little PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. So head to mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code ALIEN at checkout to save 20% on your first order.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We're back. Basically, like, long short of this documentary, this whole documentary was fucking put together to let you know that this guy fucks hot chicks.
Yeah, he rails.
And he does
his dick
more.
Does get hard.
Yeah, he gets hard, and he bangs hot chicks.
Yeah,
that's. I mean,
he wants you to know.
That's the takeaway.
He really hammers it home. Right,
pulls way above his grade.
Way punches way above his weight super class. Hot chicks. Yeah, you wouldn't even It's unbelievable. So
if you get your tooth removed, you will also pull hot chicks.
Yeah, that's the. That's
well, you
the
gotta
linkage.
See a holistic fucking dentist.
Yeah,
it's the only way properly to do it. And then they inject that ozone therapy into your jaw, and it travels around and cures you of all.
Make sure
problems.
You go to Thailand to have a panic attack first.
Yes. Well, and they were also like, you can't get root canals, but you got to get fucking toilet bowl ceramic in your mouth. None of that titanium, and you got to go to a holistic.
So what they put like a ceramic pin instead of a titanium pin? Is that what they?
Yeah, it's like a ceramic screw instead of a titanium,
which is crazy to me because I'm like, people have titanium in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's pretty normal.
Yeah. Well, they use titanium.
I've heard a guy that's got adamantium in his fucking body.
It's inert metal. That's why they use titanium for all the screws and all their pins in your broken bones.
Well, adamantium is not biocompatible. That's why his healing factor sucks.
Yeah, adamantium actually kills you.
Oh yeah,
titanium is biocompatible. Apparently, that's what I heard about that. Interesting enough.
Okay, so that's weird. So a ceramic one would be not as strong, but it doesn't.
Yeah, and you can get root canals as long as you go to a holistic
ceramic,
dentist.
Isn't that like a natural substance? Ceramics, what they make it, like how they make it.
Isn't that just like fucking clay?
It's just like, but it's like
stone.
Like heated up clay.
Because I think that's the whole point with these holistic guys is usually natural products.
By firing inorganic, non-metallic substances like clay. At high temperature.
Yeah. Dude, just mud, baby.
Yeah. There you go.
Porcelain.
That's natural.
Literally, rub some dirt in it. Literally. Mm.
I mean, a lot of stuff's natural. That doesn't mean it's good. Fluoride's also natural.
Heat it up, though.
Fluoride's a natural chemical and is also a neurotoxic. Well, we put it in our water supply some places because it reduces cavities by 20%.
Stops you from getting root canals. What's worse?
Yeah, sure. Pick your poison, man. Baby.
Let's go.
That's a whole other thing.
Fluoride
in the water. What's going on
would
there?
Would you want to... What segue or tangent did you want to go on after? You were saying they're just doing this for money?
Okay, so we have all this... So root canals, I mean, statistically safe. Seems like it, right?
Yeah.
To the point where so safe that they do so many and they make so much money that, as Braden was saying, you go to the dentist and you go, you need a root canal. You're like, really? He's like, yep. You need one because it's safe, in their opinion. It's expensive, but you need it because your tooth is going to decay and then you're going to get a blood infection. So are some dentists just popping root canals left 100%. And right for money? That's, well, 100%. I mean, that's the conspiracy.
100%. Think about all the overhead that goes into a dentist's office. It's like, so these are like private clinic run by the dentist, right? Sometimes two or three, but it's like all the equipment. Think about how expensive all that fucking equipment is.
Oh yeah.
And then rent on top, right? And it's not like, you know, all, if everyone is coming in with fucking good teeth and you're doing a good job keeping all your patients or a health up and good, like, you're not making any fucking money.
I'd argue that it's bigger than that. Mm. I'd say that Big Denti is just an offshoot of Big Pharma because it's about the treating of the fucking chronic illnesses that are caused from the root canals.
Oh, they're intertwined.
It's intertwined. It's a giant web of big. Right?
Big web.
Listen, big web.
These root canals you're doing are really selling our autoimmune disease pills, you know?
Totally.
They're really fucking, they're popping these. So I want you to do a couple more. How many are you doing this year? 100,000?
Pepe Silva,
I need 250,000 root canals this year.
It's all connected.
Well, could you imagine if there's dentists who have special interest groups that come in and be like, oh yeah, we'll supply you with, your fucking cone x-ray. But what we need from you is like between 2,500 to 3,000 root canals a year. Like, that's what we're selling. That's what we're product. Like, you got to push these products because
dentists push all the good drugs too.
It's true.
And get your opiates from the fucking dentist.
Like, it doesn't come down to kind of a moral thing or like the dentist, like individually, like, and they
this,
like
is, this is big. Okay.
Big dentist.
This is big conspiracy. There is no morality. It's all dark cloaks and
all
sinister laughing.
Just programmed automatons to push all the.
So they got that big fucking silver thing on their head.
And if you don't push the narrative, you got a fucking answer to the college.
Yeah, that's right? Why we have. Well, we got those few. The Rebel Alliance, the holistic dentists,
And that one Thai doctor that did
fixed your teeth. Yeah. That gives you root canals that you didn't ask for.
I don't know. The guy's been dealing with some chronic illnesses for a while, so.
Yeah.
And we're sure there's a...
the chronic illness, you know what? For Braden, the chronic illnesses are stemming from his cracked teeth that he didn't get root canal that infected, poisoned his body. That's what happened.
Dude, I've got tons of cracked teeth. I've never gotten one. I got one fixed.
I get punched in the face
like 3 times a week.
I got to find out if this back tooth is connected to diarrhea. We might be onto something here, yeah. Right? Then we might be getting something. I might get it pulled and just see what happens. It's the back tooth too, so it wouldn't fuck anything up. Like, what is it gonna fuck up?
Chewing.
I still got other teeth.
I just chew away from a couple of the bad ones.
Everyone's got a strong side when you chew. Everyone chews on one side more than the other.
Oh, brother! You know it's wild. That used to be me until I got braces, and then it's like I was like, "This is how everyone's bite's supposed to be, perfectly even." This is insane. It's wild.
So now you chew both ways.
Oh yeah, dude, it's perfect. Like I used to have one where if I bit, my bite was too tight on one side, and I would be like, "Ah, that's the fucking. I can really get down on that side." And now it's perfectly even, like across. It's wild.
I definitely don't.
I had to pay big dentists tons of money.
That's the big conspiracy, though. How many dentists are over drilling your teeth?
Or just doing little cavities, or even zero. Just saying they're doing cavities.
The answer's not zero.
100%.
It's not zero. There's some people giving out root canals when you might not need that root canal.
Even doing fillings.
I just wonder if it comes. I wonder if it comes down to like experience, like for some dentists, where it's like, or their training, they're being like, yeah, I look at this and I see that this is probably the best option here is root canal. And you go to another dentist, like, well, no, I've kind of seen this stuff before, and maybe you don't really need it. And like, you know, we can do this and we can do that later. You know, it can also be like, what if the dentist doesn't want to treat it right now? Because like, well, we'll just do a fill and see if that works, and then you know, get money there, then get money for the root canal later.
Like, what's it like in the States, Dan? Because here, most people have just generally bad.
That was the fastest I've ever heard you answer a question.
He didn't even finish the question.
How is America? It's terrible.
No, but like in Canada, most people.
We're just talking about dentistry. No.
Just the current state of America is terrible. It's just, no, but in Canada, most people who
it's not much better here.
Are employed have some type of dental coverage, at least for like regular maintenance and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if not, now we've got like government funded programs. Yeah,
you gotta be poor.
Like
if you're poor, you can get some government.
Yeah. You gotta actually be like obscenely poor.
Poverty.
It's crazy how little money you have to make to get
under the poverty line of the poverty line is where that's how you get free dentistry.
You can't even be getting assistance.
I think, what was it? I read it like encapsulated best by somebody who was like that teeth in America are rich people bones. They're like
organs.
You know, they're non-necessary. Yeah, they're non-necessary organs because they're not covered under medical. Like they're not covered under medical insurance. But the fact is that, you know, if you do get a tooth removed or you're not able to treat your tooth, that leads to other.
It's part of
other sort of medical.
Yeah, we talked about it. It's part of your overall health starting in your mouth.
100% it is.
That ties into what Andrew said, though, pretty good then. If it is known, and there's studies that are being suppressed, that your oral health is so important because it links to so many other issues, would it not make sense for Big Pharma to push that these aren't important and we're not covering them? Because the worse these are, the more chronic illnesses people get that we can treat.
Well, that would be like if you could get a treat, but it's like, I would say like here it's more of a matter of being like, okay, you can, if you can't get it treated or treat it, you know, competently or whatever, you get it treated enough, like it ends up leading to a lot of other, and like the studies you're saying that are being suppressed, these studies are like relatively new about people being like linking like your oral health, like, you know, the health of your jaw, your teeth, you know, all these things are becoming more and more upfront and being like, hey, like, you know, we need to pay more attention to this stuff.
Yeah, but like the cheaper alternative in these situations is just pull the fucking tooth, not doing the root canal.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, you can pull the tooth, and if you that's the cheapest way. It's like, you know, they give you the option. Do you just want to pull it, or do you want to go in the hole and like rebuild the tooth and stuff like that? And there's been studies done that's been like, well, you can pull a tooth, it's fine. Like you pull the tooth, yeah, all right. But the thing is that a lot of times what that can lead to other problems because it will be like I said before, like you'll. Braden said, like, your jaw will adjust, and it'll end up putting more, it can end up like imbalancing your bite, and then, you know, the way you chew, the way you work your mouth, like it'll change a whole bunch of stuff, and usually for the worse. Like you're not able to chew evenly, and so that will put more pressure on other parts of your mouth. So
40% of the NHL can handle it, I'm sure.
I just pulled it up.
Millions of dollars can get like help
they
really
have team
good dentists
that just take care of their teeth.
Sweden is considered to have the best like dental health in the world, and they're number 8 in healthiest countries, right behind Singapore, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Israel, Norway, and Iceland. So I was like, is there a link that like their outstanding oral health is like contributing to
it should be
their
number
societies?
One in healthcare then and overall life expenses.
Yeah, but there's other factors probably too that like you can't consider.
You live in Sweden where there's no sun most of the year.
I mean, I think what's more interesting with some of the treatments, and I've seen it pop up every now and then, it's like in the last couple months or whatever, it's the what they're talking about. I know I'm pretty sure it was in Japan, like a team of dentists, not dentists, but like tooth doctors, whatever. Orthodontists, where they can regrow teeth. Like I keep seeing that, like where they have like a process. They can regrow the tooth like from inside the mouth, like a treatment that can just regrow the tooth. Which I'm like, that is something that will fundamentally upset.
Like a stem cell treatment of some kind.
All of that stuff, and we'll see like what
it's gonna
really
get shelved.
Goes down.
Big dent.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So keep an eye on that. Like that's what we need to keep an eye on. So those kinds of things. But yeah, I don't know. It's like. In America, I assume it's from what you guys have explained to me, it's kind of the same as it is kind of in Canada.
Same kind
it's
of
like,
system, yeah.
Yeah, it's dentistry is outside of normal health. It's considered like outside of normal healthcare. If you can't.
Your teeth are considered outside your body.
Yeah.
Canada has universal
healthcare. It has its flaws, but for the most part, you have universal healthcare. As you get sick, you're probably going to get treated. If you need a knee surgery, you might have to wait 5 years, but. If you're going to get sick, you're probably going to get treated, but they're not going to treat your teeth. You're going to pay for those. You got to pay for that shit.
Listen, there's not.
That's wild.
It's just, you know, I don't know. If they did.
It's
like
going to be one of those things like 50 years ago, they're like lead paint. Lead paint, no, it's cheap to produce. Yeah. It does a really nice coating on everything.
Yeah.
And then 50 years from now, they're like, hey, we used to tell people like, we didn't realize that. Oh, it was actually 99% of heart disease was contributed to your mouth.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Are you sick? Just rip a few cigs and do some cocaine and you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Yeah. No problem. You go to the dentist, changed. Novocaine.
Yeah. Not crazy. Good.
Good,
but not good.
Fun.
Yeah. But not good.
When I got my
interesting to see how much
wisdom tooth out,
they gave you a bunch of cocaine?
No, they weren't going to give me any drugs, and I made a big stink. I was like, I'm very anxious. I'm upset. I don't want to do the surgery. I'm going to need some Ativan.
I need it.
I'm going to need it. And they went.
And they're like, how about some Dilaudid instead?
And they're like, they finally relented and went, like, we'll give you one. I was like, oh.
Buddy, I was munching on those things for my vasectomy. It was the best.
How do you get those? Fuck, you stole them or what?
No. Fuck, no. I got them. Yes,
you stole them.
I went to the doctor because when I was going on the flight, I was like, oh, planes make me scared. I just wanted to try and sleep.
Planes make me scared. He gave you Ativan?
Yeah.
That's a doctor
that's
right
like,
there.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
That's a doctor in cahoots with Big Pharma, that guy.
100%. Yeah.
You know, you're going to go one flight. Here's prescription, an unlimited refill prescription of Ativan for you.
No, there wasn't a lot. I genuinely do get scared of planes, though.
I'm a little scared of a plane.
No, but I'm super
Andrew's big scared.
Yeah.
Big
scared.
You were fine.
It lurches forward a little bit.
He's on Ativan.
Where was mine? You didn't offer me none.
No, I was. The only time I've ever taken it is for the vasectomy.
He was on BK chicken fries.
I definitely needed it for the vasectomy. I almost had a panic attack. Died.
That's what I mean, dude. It made my experience phenomenal. Like I would have been a wreck otherwise.
You sure the panic attack was from the vasectomy, not the root canal? Or?
Yeah, that's a good call, Danzo. Let's go.
Yeah, it'll be. I just think as like a society, especially like in the West here, both the States and Canada, we should be pushing to have it's your health. Dentistry should be part of your just health.
Your basic maintenance should absolutely. Be part of it.
It shouldn't be fucking separate, right? it'd be like insane. Like, it's just crazy to me that they're like,
what do you mean? You want coverage for this? We're already putting fluoride in the water to take care of these problems. What else do you want from us?
Throwing some neurotoxins in the water to decrease the cavity chance by 20%.
Yeah.
You know what? Dentistry should be covered, right? At least the basic stuff. If you want a Nazi swastika encrusted grill like Kanye West or whatever, that probably shouldn't be.
That guy's fucking crazy.
That guy's, man. I don't know what happened.
That guy's insane, man.
It's entertaining. If that's what he's going for, it's working. That's entertaining.
It's crazy. Worrisome.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy.
Guys like should be institutionalized.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
anyone else
is
you look at the pattern of behavior. It's fucking crazy that nobody stepped in yet. Like, you see that, and then you see fucking Britney Spears dance with knives and underwear, and you're like, people are fucking not okay.
I get how people were. Somebody I was talking to at work was saying that, like, you're talking about Kanye West, and they're like, he's like, oh no, he, like, he's just, you know, he just recently, like, he just started going crazy. I'm like, no, you guys, do you not remember Donda Academy? Do you guys not remember that?
He was in a serious he was in a serious fucking car accident.
He made all the kids eat sushi on the floor. Like,
here's a question for Kanye West. How many root canals has Kanye West had?
Well, dude, all of them. He had his whole jaw destroyed in a car accident. He had his jaw wired shut. I guarantee you, he had some major dental surgery.
I just remember that the real question that I had for this entire podcast. I remember, like, before it came on, I was like, I gotta ask. Okay, when did we stop using the trope that when people got tooth work done, they could hear radio signals? Do you remember that being a thing, like, in cartoons? You remember in cartoons all the time? It was like some kid would get braces, or they would get the fillings and they could hear the radio. And whatever happened to that? What happened to the people who could hear the radio?
People realized that
generation of dads probably died.
Yeah. They
porcelain.
They died from that.
Those are grandpa jokes.
There was like a kid's book. Like,
so you're saying
about
that 100% of people who got fillings died?
Well, I got it. Yeah. No.
They're all dead.
The grandpas are the ones that made those poisoning. Jokes.
You know, that's another question that asked this guy who made the documentary.
The only way to, you know, the Does only way to treat
100% of people who are born die. I'll tell you that.
That right. Dan, you know, has a perfect stat there.
Do you know the way to treat fillings, though? Fucking toffee. Only way to get them out. Every fucking time.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Jujubes, man. Jujubes, pop those in there.
Remember that toffee that came in the red box? A little thin red box.
I think I pull that. That'd
take a whole mouthful of fucking fillings out.
I had a jujube that pulled the filling out.
I pulled the crown off my tooth with Starburst.
Or no, it was two. It was the only way to get rid of my teeth.
Starburst to do it.
That was probably like a month ago too, which is amazing.
No, it was a while ago. I'm healthy now, boys. I'm almost back in game shape. No joke. I'm almost there.
Game shape for what?
Yeah, what game?
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Pickleball.
Fortnite.
Pickleball.
No way, I'm fucking back on the gym.
Well, let's go.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck yeah,
boy. Well, hey, so do we have Patreon supporters? Let's wrap this one up. Take it into after hours.
We have 3 Patreon supporters. I'll read them.
Yeah! Let's
fucking go, baby.
Yes.
We're back.
This is back to old days. This is back to OG times.
Back to 2017 when we started.
Yeah.
Every Patreon... Roots. Matters though.
Cause.
You're all the same. You're all equally as important.
Love you all.
These beauties went to alientheorist.com. They hit the support tab, went to Patreon. They didn't sign up on Apple from the App Store. Nice. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Even though there was a lawsuit settled in the States saying that Apple can't do that. So that might be a thing of the past, but I'm not sure. So still don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't give Tim Apple any more money.
Fuck that. This week we got Jose Gonzalez, Wyatt Halliday, and William T. Timms.
Let's go, T. Timms.
Supporting the show, keeping the lights on. We appreciate it.
And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes in the skies. Nice.
You gotta go, Andrew? Fucking take off. Go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, just watched a video of a monkey seeing his fucking family again for the first time. Like, people raised him, and he, like, ran up. He's all depressed and ran up and, like, hugged him. And, oh, man.
Who's that? Eh? Who?
It's fucking just get you.
Dude, sometimes I see videos of animals doing something so, like, human-like. I go, man, I eat these motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, like those ostriches. Yeah, those your uncle's ostriches that I didn't know cured COVID.
They're immune to all disease.
We got to do a whole case file on that.
The ostrich farm? Insane. That article?
No, listen. We got
that article's insane.
That's why I sent it to the group. I forgot all about it.
My uncle would call in.
We're doing a case file on that.
He'll call in.
Dan, did you read that article? That article claims that these 400 ostriches are fucking immune to COVID, and they use those ostrich blood for the cure for COVID.
Yeah, listen.
And these 400 specific ostriches.
They've theoretically cured a lot of stuff with the ostrich blood, I'll tell you what.
I was like, what the fuck? What?
Zell. We got to do this. We've got the inside My Uncle fucking Dave, track.
He'll call in. He's a con man, but he'll call in and he'll tell a story.
Sure.
He's
We got to do it.
I think he's gone bankrupt like 14 times.
Amazing.
Something like that. It might be less, more.
State keeping him down.
My dad's he's called my dad so many times asking for money for a new venture.
I love it.
And my dad gave him some money a couple times, and he's like, Dave, come on, man. He's like, yeah.
Is he your dad's brother or your mom's?
There's a stepbrother, actually. Oh. It's not a blood uncle, but step uncle, I guess.
Your dad has the opportunity to get in at the ground floor.
Yeah. That's part of the pitch every time.
300%.
That's part of the pitch.
This is it. This is the one.
Dude, he's like, you can get in. You know, these ostrich pharmaceuticals are going to cure like aging and they're going to be de-wrinkle cream. And
where did that come from? Where is this ostrich?
I don't know, dude.
All from these 400 ostriches in Kelowna, Dan. Yep.
And now they're going to kill them because none of them have the flu anymore, but they're going to kill them anyway. Because they cured COVID.
We got to do a fucking podcast on that. Have to.
Is that like an ostrich farm big in Kelowna?
We should do next week.
It's not even in Kelowna. It's actually in this tiny little town called.
Isn't that Lytton?
Edgewood.
It's not in Lytton. Edgewood. Yeah. Lytton burnt down. Lytton is gone.
Edgewood's like a tiny town of like 200 people, about 3 hour drive from here, which be considered like the Kootenai region of British Columbia. So just mountains and nothing. Like it's Bigfoot country. Nothing.
And ostriches.
But
for some reason,
400.
My uncle and a couple of his business partners started this ostrich farm because someone convinced them that the ostrich like excretions or something could make like face cream. That was the initial thing. Amazing. It's like you're spreading like blended pureed ostrich flesh or something. Your face. It was supposed to be the next like big like beauty cream.
What?
Which I guess they have like they have a small production thing, and they do sell some of this, and it is kind of profitable. It's not like making some
people. The people that bought from them, all 45 people that bought from them, didn't get COVID, and then they put it together.
Yeah. 100% of those people are still alive.
But when I was,
don't quote me on that.
My grandma used to live in the town called Fauquier, which is another very small town, just like Edgewood, 20 minutes away with a little ferry. And we used to eat ostrich eggs for breakfast.
Okay. Was it like Flintstones eggs?
Yeah.
The ostrich egg is this big.
It's huge. Oh, that's cool. Did it taste like normal eggs?
It's pretty much the same. Yeah. It's a little fattier, I think. I haven't had one in a while, but one ostrich egg is like 15 regular eggs.
Like I'm getting hungry for ostrich
eggs. Oh, really? Holy
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, so one ostrich, and they do lay eggs, not as regularly as like a chicken, but they lay eggs like unfertilized the same way.
Mm.
But there's it's just a chicken that's 100 times bigger. It's a fucking weirdest animal, dude.
We got to do something on it.
And they're somehow resilient to the cold, even though they're not from here at all.
Mm.
They're super bird, buddy.
They're super bird.
Raptors.
They're actually insane. They're way bigger. They're bigger than you think they are.
Oh, they're huge.
They're fucking huge. They actually can run like fast almost cheetah speed. Right? Like they're so fucking fast. It's insane.
Yeah, quite fast.
But it's if there's like, if you go around the world for like random little businesses, it's maybe up there in the top 10 worldwide of why this ostrich farm exists where it does and what they're trying to do with it.
I love it.
So now there's like a whole activist community that might go to war with like the government because they're going to come and exterminate
them.
They're
saying it's
going to
be like fucking Ottawa.
Yeah, people are going to come and park there and not let them kill the birds. It's going to be a huge thing.
So they're trying to cull the birds, right?
Well, because of the bird flu. And so they have hundreds of birds on this farm and 40 of them died from the flu.
Okay.
But that was 6 months ago now.
And no one's sick now, but they're still, this has been in court and gone back and forth. But now they've just gave the order that they're going to kill all these birds. Just in case someone could harbor the flu virus, even though it's not around anymore.
No, I mean, it's also be like, it's in the middle of nowhere.
That's what I mean. And they don't, and the thing is, and their main thing is why they haven't been killed yet. It's like, they can't fly and they don't leave.
Yeah, no shit.
It's not like a group of fucking like ducks got on there and they had to kill the ducks because they're going to fly somewhere and die and someone else is going to get sick. Yeah. Like these birds are in giant, with 10-foot fences. Like there's huge fences around this whole property.
If they get out of there, they're gone. They're so fast, you ain't catching them.
If they get out of there, they're going to be killed by mountain lions.
As soon as they figure out how to open those doors, we're toast.
Clever girl.
Anyways, it's so random.
The Kanye West shit, though, like the fucking Hail Hitler song, I was like,
"What? Yeah, what's going on with that, dude?
I was like, why do you have to make that so fucking catchy?
Because he's a musical genius.
Why do you have a bunch of fucking dudes dressed like wolves singing it? Like, not that makes sense.
Didn't they just say like a bunch of hackers leaked his newest album. It's just labeled Cuck or something. Like,
yeah, something like that. Dude, all the song names are today. I just saw it earlier. It's hackers, like Diddy, like
his thing.
Cosby, fucking Cousins. And that's about the one where him and his cousin sucked each other off to his 14.
I wonder what he's going to sing about Diddy. He's probably going to sing about these parties because, man, that's some fucked up shit.
The Diddy shit's crazy.
But like the interesting
shit is fucking nuts.
Dude, Kanye West, first off, crazy. Insane. That's what happens when you have too much money mixed with like probably some sort of brain injury from the car accident. You know, but like, I thought it was interesting people bring the point where they were like, well, why is his song banned? Like, why is that song banned? But you can sing about Satan. You can sing about fucking anything else on Spotify. There's songs about Pol Pot. There's bands called Khmer Rouge.
Pol Pot.
Why can't he have that
statistically
song?
Statistically, probably worse, maybe.
Yeah, right. And they're like, why can't him?
Because it's going after a certain demographic, Braden.
His argument is that certain demographic is controlling all these things.
100%.
So then I'm like, when they're doing that to him and deplatforming him on everything, I'm like, are you not just proving his point that this is in fact exactly what he's saying? Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, he's the guy's a musical genius. Like, everything else aside,
also you can be like, they're private companies; they can do whatever they want.
100%
owned by certain people.
100%, right? 100%, but they don't.
Spotify is definitely not Jewish. There's no way. That's a Swedish company.
The world is.
Yeah,
the world is.
Right? But like,
the world owner. They're Jewish.
To me, I'm like, it's just, I'm like, who fucking cares? Like, just don't ban the song. It's only going to make it more popular.
So where can you listen to it?
Not if you can't hear it anywhere. They've done a pretty good job of like torching it from everything.
Yeah.
But it's out. People have ripped it. It's
but it's crazy.
Internet.
You're right, though.
You can get it from the hackers and they said all proceeds go to the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
which is cool. I mean, it's just crazy because you're right. It's like, yeah, it's a terrible song. He's singing about stupid things. Shouldn't be saying horrible things. But like, there are musicians who have been guilty of far worse. We listen to the music every day. We literally listen to I'll Be Missing You and you find out that Diddy made his battered ex fucking girlfriend rub other dude's semen on his nipples.
Dude, like, that trial is fucking insane.
I'm only surface level on that, but it's fucking insane.
Holy shit, dude. So remember we talked about this guy. We talked about that fucking guy who ran into the Trump hotel, lit shit on fire. He was like, dude, he's making me have sex parties and no one have. Cassie just fucking named him in the fucking trial, which means that guy, he's in jail right now for what he did. But everything he said was true. All the crazy shit was like this crazy guy went in there.
Everything crazy about Diddy was true. Yes. He talked a bunch of shit about Donald Trump and stuff too.
Yes. But everything he said about Diddy was true. And Cassie mentioned him by name in her testimony.
Yeah, this guy peed in my mouth because Diddy told him to. Like horrible.
And you're like,
the worst stuff.
Horrible stuff.
Holy
horrible
fuck,
stuff.
Dude. Insane.
Like this poor woman.
Dude.
It's fucking horrific, man.
What? I'm just saying. Quickly.
Say it.
I'm just saying, Diddy may have got me at one party. If I was his, like, you know, if I was a female and I was his girlfriend, maybe one. I didn't know what's happening.
A couple little bit of drugs.
In your system. There you go. You're kind of stuck. Fool me once. You know what I mean? Fool me once, all right.
She loved him for the most part, but he also owned her mother's property, all that type of shit.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
he,
so.
Like,
so
they get yeah, you, he's right. a smart man. He yeah. knew what he was doing, and he knew how to fucking weave her in.
And he kept toying that fucking record.
Yeah, man. Like, don't get me wrong. Or, like, yeah. I got like there. She did some fucking pretty crazy shit. And you had to agree to do it in the first place, but still, it's fucked up. She was in it. Yeah. She was like a fucking like a torture victim, essentially. She had like Stockholm
She's
syndrome.
A slave in the way. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like he abused power completely.
People like Diddy like that. They know exactly how to manipulate you and control your every part of your life.
Built a career on it.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. He literally. That's why they have a fucking RICO case against him alone. It's insane. Yeah. Normally reserved for like criminal organizations. Dude, they have
right
it just
the beginning
for him.
Of his career too. Like me and Braden. I can't remember. Did we do an actual case file on it, or did we just do after?
I don't know if we did an after hours or a fucking.
But we got into there's just, dude. It's crazy. This guy's got an entire fucking legacy of fucking shit.
Well, there's
shit
no way it can, really if it's if they got a RICO case against Diddy, it's because Diddy has a network.
He is the only.
He's the Epstein of hip hop, man.
He is the only.
Yeah, but is it one of those scenarios where it's like it's P. Diddy, but it's P. Diddy Incorporated or something? Like it's like him and
so
all the
what
subsidiaries.
They have, what, so normally a RICO case, it'll be like they'll have a RICO case against a group, Hell's Angels. And they'll have that RICO case about all loosely connected crimes under the banner of Hell's Angels. And they get a whole bunch of people that were involved, right? In the criminal enterprise and that. This. They have a RICO case under Diddy, and it's just basically crimes that Diddy did, and it's like he is the organization, the peak, and all his little subservients underneath him. But they're saying that everything, like in, like using the term like Hell's Angels for organized crime, is Diddy.
That's what
he
I mean.
Is the peak.
So they're using Diddy the as the name for
he's
his organization.
He's the kingpin. Yeah, he is the kingpin of it, and he's going to go down for all of this. He's never going to see the light of day again.
Fucking wild.
And it's just starting. Like, we're just cracking into this.
Yeah. There's, well, didn't they just call a mistrial? No, that was the fucking Canada, Hockey Canada one.
Yeah. No, that's
they,
crazy,
no,
too.
They mistrial. They elected a new jury. Then they, disbanded the jury, and it's going to go judge only.
Well, but did you see the chick? Like, Vic, we get it, but did you see her text messages and stuff? Like, they pretty explicitly were like, are you sure you're into this? Do you want to do this? And she's like, let her rip.
Well, even her lawyer, because I kind of loosely read it, her lawyer said that, yes, she said all that stuff, but she was so drunk, she didn't know she was saying it. That's the defense.
Yeah.
And that's, did you read what they did? They like shot golf balls?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
They put golf balls.
What do you
balls
mean shot
they went
golf
full
balls?
Fucking Happy Gilmore.
They did some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And like her text messages of like, someone's got to fuck me and like all this crazy shit. But, and then the defense is like, she was just so drunk or on drugs or whatever that she doesn't know she's seen it.
Text messages were like,
Dan, for you and everyone else that doesn't know, in 2018, the World Junior Canadian men's hockey team,
which is under 20,
basically under 20, they brought a girl back to the hotel and
one guy did.
A group of them ended up sleeping with her, and it came out like last year that because she went to the police, Hockey Canada tried to sweep it under the rug, offered her bribe money, and Hockey Canada is a huge fucking organization, and they used the registration money from kids playing hockey to try to pay off.
Every team pays a Hockey Canada like premium.
Yeah. They were using this to try to as hush money.
Yeah.
And this girl basically said no and then brought this to trial. But the statistically speaking, the fact like this is terrible for her and her case that it's going judge only, because honestly, it's terrible to say, especially in Canada, all sex assault ones. Like, I know there's fucking always like the Me Too movements and like believe victims and stuff, but like it comes down to credibility. And it's a he said, she said, and there's text, and there's no way, even looking at what we've seen in the case so far, that any judge alone is going to sit and be like, I have no doubt at all. Because it's not, no shadow of a doubt. You cannot have a single doubt that, and if you do, you have to acquit. And there's just no way with judge alone. With the jury, you can kind of, a lot of times you can like kind of impassion them, right? Of like play to their humanity and stuff and get a guilty verdict that way, because they'll overlook the, you know, you get that feel. So it's not good for her case that it's going judge alone. But I mean, terrible stuff. Like, holy,
it's fucked.
None
up.
Of those guys the are
worst,
playing pro.
The worst one was the 2008 one on the pool table.
Yeah, that was brutal.
With the TSN guy, they borrowed his camera and he left the video on it and shit. That girl didn't press charges because she got paid and she wants nothing to do with a public case of any sort.
Yeah.
And she just said,
yeah,
that was 20 years ago. It was terrible. I never want to talk about it again. And there's been, I think it was 30 cases since like 85, which was when the tournament started. Not on this level, I don't think, but on some level, someone got some money for something that shouldn't have been done.
Yeah, just don't be a piece of shit.
Just don't be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Apparently that's really hard.
Especially now, you're a Canadian hockey player. I mean, huge publicity. You can't do that, especially now.
That's it. How many root canals did those players have? Like,
that's what I mean. That's what I want to know.
How many root canals did she have?
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't mentally sound. Yeah. Fucking wild.
Checks out.
All right, boys. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, let's wrap this one
up. Let's wrap it up. That was fun.
All right. Next week, ostriches.
Yes.
the curious case of the Edgewood Ostrich Farm.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I bet you. I'll see if I can get my uncle to call in. He's like,
do it.
Yeah, Dan's gone next week.
Dude, he's a legit
get him in.
Not criminal con man, but he's a con man. You know, he's gonna get your money. You're not gonna get it back. He's legally gonna get your money to invest in something stupid.
This is the one.
And you're not gonna get it back. But and he's a genius at it. He's now 75 years old. Yeah. So he's not really. This was his last ditch effort for money.
He's got one more.
It's not going to get in.
We're switching to emus.
A little smaller bird, you know? Easier.
Yeah, it's smaller. More compact.
All right. Peace, everybody.
All right. Peace.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.